Well, hello again, and thanks for listening to Northern Transmissions. This edition, I had the chance to chat with Dan from Hooded Fang on the eve of their, I was going to say European tour, on the eve of their English tour. So let's get into it right away. Here's the track, Vacation Nation.
Then I can make you swoon. So when you're ready, I'll pack your bags. We can take a little trip. We can feel the waves.
Charles Brownstein, and you are listening to Northern Transmissions. We have on Dan from Hooded Fang, and he touched upon the quick release of their latest record, Toast Amista, that came out just 9 months after their first release, entitled Album, and how much attention they're getting in the wonderful world of indie blogosphere.
Yeah, we were pretty excited. I mean, it's just a fun record, and we just wanted to put it out pretty fast. And I mean, like, in the time that we put out the first record, we started two side projects that are, like, way more fast and kind of punk-oriented, and we just wanted to do something more fun, really, and a little grittier. We just finished it, and we're like, yeah, let's put it out right away. Because we also didn't want to, you know, have people think we're just going to do that other sound, you know? Like, we have a lot of different interests that we like to explore. I guess so. I mean, we didn't really know what was going to happen, but we're always striving to, you know, compound developments into bigger things. So, I mean, the reception's been pretty good, and especially over in England, we just signed with a label out there. They've been getting a lot of attention for the record, which is nice, you know. I mean, we're just happy and kind of thankful that, you know, people like it and we get to go around playing it. It's definitely not something to complain about. I mean, anything that helps us, you know, keep on playing music and doing what we love to do is helpful, so I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's funny how it works, because a lot of it is industry related, and I mean, there's tons of amazing bands who just never get any press or anything because it's not sent out properly, or they just don't have the right team around them, or they just, yeah, like, it's kind of like really dependent a lot on the process of how you put the music out there, and like who's working with you and who supports your music. So we've been pretty lucky with that. But it's definitely a combination of the two. It's a weird world, the whole press world.
I can feel your burning hand, touching on rusty maps that take you to nowhere. It hits you sideways, but you feel it in the back, hidden in the coattails of a long remembered trial. Oh, I hear the devil's being called, and you are inspired by it.
The highway steam runs through our veins at the break of reason.
I know that the highway steam runs through our veins at the break of reason.
You know that the things we say cut through the air like a cold wind calling. I know that the highway steam runs through our veins at the break of reason. You know that the things we say cut through the air like a cold wind calling. I know that the highway steam runs through our veins at the break of reason.
You know
through our veins at the break of reason.
I know that the highway steam runs through our veins at the break of reason.
That was the track Highway Steam from the 2010 release album. We talked a bit about the direction of the band's new album, Tosta Mista, as well as the artwork, which is pretty great, and the video they just released, Vacation Nation, which is pretty fantastic as well.
That was done by Patrick Kyle, who's a Toronto artist. He does comic books and art, and he is part of a collective called Wowie Zonk. And I really am into his comics. He has one called Black Mass that I drew over. And I just called him out of the blue, and I was like, man, I love your shit. And do you want to like do some stuff together? And then he just came up with that awesome video. And he's also doing the artwork for our next album. So I'm really psyched. He's a really good artist. PatrickKyle.net, I believe, is his website. I was listening to a lot of like old Joe Meek stuff. And we have some friends in California who we really love, his band Pangea. And they influence us a lot. And I don't know, like, you know, kind of punk music we're into, so we're just trying to meld it, and it was kind of a production and recording experiment, and also just trying to write songs that are like immediately catchy and kind of, you know, like old love songs and doo-wop tunes, how the lyrics are just like, you know, it's just like anyone can relate to them kind of thing. I wanted to write some songs like that you could play either with a band or you could play just on a guitar and like people could sing along to it, or it's something that people can grab onto, you know? The initial concept was by Eric Woodhead. And then the font was done by Dougie Kerr, who's a old-time sign painter. He did our first record's artwork. And then the masks were redone by Elixir, who's a legendary Toronto graffiti artist. So it was kind of a collaboration. Like, they all did their separate parts, and then we stuck them all together.
I hope you're enjoying our interview with Dan from Hooded Fang. If you guys would like some, and I'm sure you would, some more information about the band, you can go to their website at hoodedfang.com. They also have a MySpace. You can get the MySpace and then type in Hooded Fang and you'll get there. If you'd like some more info on this show, you can go to www.northerntransmissions.com. You can find us on Twitter, and you can email us at northerntransmissions@gmail.com. Let's check out another track from the band's album, Tosta Mista. Here's the song, ESP.
I don't care what the neighbors say. I wanna love you anyway. And anywhere I can find, I will be there for you till the end of time. Oh baby, baby, can't you see what it is that you mean to me? Your legs are like stems of flowers. Wanna lie with you for hours and hours. Oh, come with me, baby. 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 Oh, come with me. Jeans glisten in the morning sun. I got a dream and it's of someone. You got a way that makes everything better when the darkness leaves and I can burn my treasure. Oh baby, baby, can't you see what it is that you mean to me? Your legs are like stems of flowers. Wanna lie with you for hours and hours. Oh come with me, baby, 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 oh come. Come with me, baby, you'll come with me, baby, you'll come.
your Dax Records, your own imprint label. Was this something you guys really felt you had to do to get your side projects out and, you know, your friends' music?
Well, the record label, we've kind of been self-releasing our own material for a while.
Right.
And then, our other projects, like we put out tape releases, kind of more minor releases. And it was basically a vehicle to, release our stuff and our friends' stuff. And then in the past year, we kind of ramped it up, and we're trying to make it a viable business and a good platform for artists. So, we have a really tight family. We just released close friends' music, who, you know, we really respect. And there's a lot of collaboration going on. And we're really excited because we've got, like, a whole bunch of releases that are all really, really strong, ranging from, like, kind of like dance electro stuff to sludgy punk rock to other things. So it's going to be a good year. We just released a side project on our record label called Phaedra. And it's me and April and then a friend of ours, Doldrums. And it's more of just like a studio thing. Like, we just make the songs and have fun with it. And we made one video and we put it out a couple of weeks ago, and it got like a crazy amount of like YouTube hits, and it got posted on like one really influential blog, and then it just like had like, it kind of it's the fastest I've ever seen anything I'm involved in like gain recognition internationally. So it's kind of funny, like the whole scenario, right? It's like you have a band that's amazing who's been toiling at it for years, and then, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's a matter of luck or the right person finding it or something. And then you have something else where it's not even a real band, it's just kind of like a fake project, and then suddenly, like, you know, all these people around the world are really into it. So, I mean, after you've been doing it for a while, you just kind of take it as, like, you just kind of take it as it comes. And, like, I don't know. We don't really believe anything until it really happens, you know?
It's
funny. Yeah. You can't get too caught up on the industry machine, even though it's a really important part of what you do, you know?
Are you surprised at how many young bands are starting their own labels today and, you know, just jumping in the van and doing, you know, the DIY thing?
No, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you just create the motion for yourself, then people see that, you know, they see that you're working hard and that you're in it for the right reasons, and then it grows exponentially, you know? So, and now there's a pretty good forum to be able to do that on your own. Like, you can send out your own CDs to places, you can book your own tours, and it's all good to know how to do that stuff, too. I mean, if you know all the ins and outs of the business, then it's only going to help you, you know?
Thanks for listening to Northern Transmissions. That's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to the wonderful Spencer the Dispenser Carson for his production skills on the board. And thanks, of course, to Dan from Hooded Fang. I wish those guys all the best on their tour of England. I am Charles Brownstein. Thank you to you for listening, and I will see you soon. Oh, and please check out our website at www.northerntransmissions.com and check out www.hoodedfang.com. Thank you very much.